I guess to kind of introduce what's going on here, like I think pretty recently, A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, the show came out on the streaming service iPlayer by the BBC, which I think is just so funny. I've never heard of iPlayer before.
Yeah, and so we were both like avid fans of the series before, so
Let's not lie. Okay, I read the book like quite recently, but Permita has read I read the book pretty recently, but Permita read it a while back.
yeah, like grade 9 maybe. Yeah.
So we're kind of doing like she has seen the show, but I've only read the book.
I've
And
also
so
like I have fragments of the book stuck in my mind. It's a weird mix.
yes, but
Yeah.
for advertising purposes, we're advertising this as show watcher versus book reader.
Yes, to like compare all our notes on the d differences and similarities. And yeah, so we're pretty excited to do this because I think it's an interesting series to do it on.
I think it's just been so hyped up on, like, obviously the book since like 2021 when
Yeah.
it or whenever it came out. I remember seeing so many TikToks about it. And then the show, I saw so many like behind the scenes like of them filming, and they got like the girl from Wednesday to be in it. So I feel like there's a lot of hype surrounding the show as well.
Yeah, and I think that this show like I didn't even know it was coming out so soon. For some reason I thought it was like way back because I remember like at least for It Starts With Us, they started or It Ends With Us. It started filming some while back, but they never finished it. So I was thinking this is probably never going to be finished either. But then they just released it, I don't know, a few days ago, yesterday? I have no idea when.
I feel like I was just not in the know because I was also, I thought it was going to be released like next year or something like that. And then I remember seeing online some like a edit of the show, and I was like, wait, this is out?
I know, I saw it too, and I was like, does somebody just have like early access to it, or is it actually out? And then he told me about it, so we both wanted to just do this episode.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited to do this. And I have not seen, I saw like, I've seen some of the show. This is ruining our advertising. I've seen like parts of the show. And so I'm very excited to hear like what has gone on from the few parts that I've seen as a whole from you.
Yeah, I feel like there's quite a lot of differences, especially because this is like a six-part series. Yeah, like six-part episode series. Okay.
I guess first to start off, maybe just introduce the characters and maybe like the overall plot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of characters to go through.
Okay, so like the main characters is obviously Pip, Fitz, and Moby. Pippa, Fitz, and Moby for her actual name. And so she is the main character of this book slash show, and she is a school student, and she's working on like this project that is necessary for all students co to complete. And so she is really interested in the Andy Bell case, who is this girl who went missing a long time ago,
5 years
5 years
ago.
ago. Yeah, and then she was murdered, and it was revealed that Sal Singh,
Her boyfriend.
Andy
Sorry,
Bell's
Andy Bell's
boyfriend,
boyfriend.
he was the one who killed her, and then he killed himself shortly afterwards. And so she thinks that Sal is innocent.
Oh, and to be clear, Andy's body was like never found,
Oh
right?
yeah. And so she thinks that Sal is innocent, so she wants to have this as like the main focus of her project, and she wants to like solve the murder. Very ambitious, I know, like a school student, something, finding something the police can't. But yeah, so she decides to like take on this project, and she has a few main friends. One, her best friend is named Kara, and Kara also has her sister named Naomi. And Naomi was best friends with Sal, and this one other guy named Max, who was in their friend group.
And then also, their last names are Ward, by the way. Kara and Naomi Ward. Their dad, Elliot Ward, he's a teacher at Pippa's school, and he's a history teacher in the books, but in the school he's an English teacher. I don't really know why.
It's a weird, like, change to make, but whatever.
Yeah. And he like Emma she considers himself like very she Pippa considers herself very close to Elliot, right? Like she sees him as like a second father in a sense.
Yeah. And her parents are also there, by the way. And she has a little brother too.
And a
And
dog named Barney.
yes, Barney. And
I guess like there's
a lot of like
people that she interviews. So I guess we should go into that.
Okay. Yeah. So
there's Max Hastings. He was a friend of Sal and Andy's. And there's a lot to reveal about him later on.
Yeah.
Okay. In the book, I don't know if the show goes that deep, right? But we have two of Andy's friends, Chloe Birch and then Emma Hutton.
I remember that in the book, but I don't know in this series. Like, it only shows photographs of Andy and her friends. It shows three people. I think that's what you mean, but I think Nat was a part of those photographs, so she was one of the main three.
Okay, so Nat Da Silva is also there, and she was a girl at the school. And her older brother, Daniel Da Silva, he is like a policeman and he is involved in the case.
That's the same in the show. Yeah. And then
Andy's dad, Jason.
Yes, Jason Bell. And then Andy's sister, Becca Bell, who looks a lot like Andy, which is kind of important in both the book and the series.
There's also Howie.
Yes.
Howie Bowers, otherwise known as Howie the drug dealer.
Okay.
For me, Dad.
Yeah, and those are, like, all the main characters.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else that's super important.
Oh, but you mentioned that in the book, there was this reporter that Pip initially talks to called Sydney.
Wait, oh, not Stanley Forbes.
Stanley.
So, Stanley Forbes, he is this reporter she talks to, like, pretty early in the book. And he is also dating Becca. So that's how, as we would talk about later, like, Becca knows that Pip is doing this investigation because she talks to Stanley very early on. And he tells Becca what's going on. And she's a bit suspicious of Stanley. But I guess he's not in the show because I remember I brought him up and you were like, who is that? So I guess we should mention the book is set in 2017. So when Andy went missing 5 years ago, she is sent missing in 2012. And you can really tell because everyone's obsessed with using Facebook in this book.
Yeah, but in the series, they changed it to Instagram, I guess, to relate it to the younger audience that is watching it now.
Yes. So 5 years ago, Andy goes missing and her younger sister saw her before she left her home, like around 10:30, I believe. Right. And then she didn't pick up her parents or something. And then like that makes them a bit suspicious as to what's going on. And they ask her boyfriend, Saul, like, where did Andy go? Because she's missing. And he's like, oh, I don't really know, like, I was just like with my friends at like someone's house, at Max's house. And then he arrives, he said that he walked home and got there at 12:50 a.m. But then his friends, even though they were first like, oh yeah, that's so right, later on they were like, no, actually that's not true, he got there at, he left at like 10:30, and that was like around the time that Andy like left, right? So that makes him quite suspicious. And then I think the police interviewed Sal like once or twice, and then they didn't get to anymore because he swallowed a bunch of pills and suffocated himself with a plastic bag. And so Sal was no longer available to interview. And then they found a bunch of like evidence that they believed correlated to Sal being the one who killed Andy, even though they never found her body. And then everyone was like, okay, it was Sal. And then his family was ostracized like ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so basically this is how she gets into the case. She thought that Sal was innocent and that the police didn't do a very thorough investigation. And so that's why she decides to take it on as a school project. And this is how she kind of meets a lot of people in the show. She goes around interviewing people. Mainly, she starts off with interviewing Sal's brother, older brother, Ravi.
Wasn't it younger?
Younger. Wasn't Sal in high school? Or was he just dating a girl in high school? Oh, that's like creepy. I assumed he was younger.
Oh, he's probably younger. I don't know. Oh, wait, no. Ravi is the younger one. That makes sense, though, because I was like, Ravi must be quite old if he's...
Wait, no, it was 5 years ago. Wait, whoa.
What?
He was in high school 5 years ago. Sal.
Yeah.
So they were both in high school. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay, yeah. Ravi is now 20. At least that's what it says in the book.
That's a bit creepy, though, because Pip is, like, in high school.
I agree. And... Yeah, so anyways, that is how she gets into this case.
Wait, I have a question. In the show, how does her teacher react to her proposing this? Like, I feel like this is kind of a crazy thing to do for a school project.
In the show, there's this scene, because first her mother, like, after she's already done a lot of investigation and research on this, her mother's like, Pip, we don't think that this is actually a good idea. We're going to make you stop doing it. We're going to make you do it on your initial idea, which is, like, on gothic books instead or something. And then she's like, okay. And then in the next day in school, the teacher's like, oh, I'm sorry. It just wasn't an appropriate topic. Like, we're really sorry you couldn't get to do this. We just felt it was, like, insensitive, or, like, not insensitive. Like, it was something along the lines of that. But yeah.
But then how did she end up doing it?
At the end, I think she figures out who it was, so they let her. She was successful figuring it out. So, yeah.
I remember in the book, she was like, okay, I guess so, but you can't talk to the Singh family or the Bell family. And, like, right away, she's like, never mind. And she goes to see Ravi.
And her mother says that in the series. She's like, okay, do not disturb these families. And then she finds out that she's been hanging out with Ravi. Yeah. Oh, and then, I know in this series, like, Pip and Ravi meet through, like, very funny circumstances.
In the book, she just, like, knocks on his door, but I believe, from what I've heard from you, it's a much funnier way in the series.
I'm gonna, like, we're gonna recreate this encounter. So Pip is out on a walk and she wants to find Ravi, like, purposefully, okay? And then Ravi is just, like, he happens to be walking by her neighborhood, I think. Or, like, they're very close. I don't know how it is. Their whole British town is very close. It's, like, in a very nice, close area. So all the houses are close together.
We would never understand.
Her house was so nice, by the way. Anyways, so he's walking, okay? You're Ravi, you're walking. And then she's very close. She starts walking right behind him. Like, this is not comfortable walking distance behind. Like, right here. And he's like, turns around. How can I help you? We're like, do you need something from me? And she's like, oh, no, I don't. I'm just taking a walk. And then he turns back around. And then she's still walking really close. And then he's like, oh, are you sure you don't need anything from me? And then she's like, yeah, I'm sure. Wait, actually, I know that you're Sal's brother, Ravi, and I wanted to, like, do an investigation on the Sal case because I think that he's innocent and I believe that, like, I can prove who killed him. He's like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. And then he walks away. And then she's like, oh, I'll get him somehow, like, for the series, like, for the investigation. So that's how they meet.
Wait, so she revealed that she was stalking him, basically?
Well, kind of. It was such a funny scene in the series. You have to see it. How do they meet in the book?
She just knocks on his door, and it's, like, he agrees, like, pretty quickly. Like,
oh, okay.
And then I believe they do, like, an interview. Not instantaneously, but very soon after they meet.
Oh, okay. So, like, another encounter after? Because that's what happens in the series.
Like, kind of. Like, they meet, and then we have this interview.
Like, right on the spot?
Not right on the spot, but, like, it's, like, shown that they did an interview, like, pretty soon after they meet.
Oh, okay. 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 I don't think she interviews Ravi in the series. She just, like, they start doing these investigations together. They start working together.
Wait, I have a question. In the book, you know how it's formatted? Like, she has a lot of interviews with different people, and it's written down as transcripts of interviews.
Yeah.
How is that in the show? Like, do they just show her interviewing them?
Basically, they just show her interviewing and then, like, recording with her phone. But then they don't show it as in-depth as the book, I think. Because I only remember her interviewing Nat De Silva fully in the series. And then that's the only interview I remember. But I could be... my memory could be failing me.
Okay. Also, speaking of Nat De Silva, okay, so in the books, she had, like, quite a big role, but then I remember I brought her up to you, and you were like, oh, she doesn't really have that big of a role in the show.
No, like, they literally mentioned her once, maybe, and then that's it. She's such a minor character in the show. Okay, so I think she's, like, a tennis player in the show, and then after her tennis match, she's in, like, the girls' shower or something, changing room, and then Pip just, like, randomly approaches her, which isn't creepy at all, by the way, and then she's like, hey, can I talk to you about this? And then she's like, oh, I noticed you and Andy have, like, we're friends, right? But I was following your Instagram post, and then after a while there was a point where you weren't in any of the photos, because, like, she was just going through all the photos, and then Nat De Silva wasn't in the photos with the rest of the friend group. And she's like, and then Pip is like, oh, you had a falling out, didn't you? And she's like, are you accusing me of something? She's like, no, no, no. And then she's like, can I just interview on this? And then she's like, not Basila. She says, fine, fine. And then so she's pretty like casual in the series.
That seems like more than being mentioned once.
Well, no, this was all in one encounter.
Oh, okay.
And then she and Ravi kind of catfish her later on as another character. Pretending to be her old friend.
Oh, wait, that kind of happened. But in the books, it was Pip, she catfishes Chloe, Emma. She catfishes Emma pretending to be Chloe.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, that does not happen in the series. I think she's like, oh, this random girl. Oh, basically, in the show, Ravi messages Nat DeSilva's friend, I think, as Nat.
Oh.
Wait, no, she messages Nat DeSilva as somebody else that they're both friend with. I forgot who it was. But then he's like, oh, this weird girl, Pip, approached me. Did she approach you too? And Nat's like, yeah, she did. And then she's like, where did she find you? And she's like, la, la, la. And then he's like, oh, no, I accidentally slipped up about something. And then they're trying to get more information, right? Ravi and Pip. And Ravi said, I slipped up about something about her, like, her love life. And then Nat is like, oh, you told her about secret older guy.
That's basically what happened, but when she was catfishing Emma as Chloe. Oh,
okay. But I could be getting it wrong that he was catfishing Nat DeSilva, but then later on she's meeting somebody, and then...
I was so confused by this, because why was the person that they were catfishing in either of these scenarios, like, not suspicious? Like, why were they like, oh, this sounds exactly like my friend?
Yeah, I agree. I would be quite suspicious. Also, like, I forgot how they, like, what platform were they using, social media platform, for this?
Well, in the books, basically, I think Pip gets a new eSIM or something, so she pretends that she...
Sorry,
like,
what?
She gets a new eSIM, like a SIM card, a new eSIM or something like that, and then she pretends like this is a new number, and she's like, hi! I don't know how... I guess it is believable by, like, book logic, but yeah. I'm just a bit suspicious as why that was so easily believed. And at the end, she's like, oh, it was great chatting with you. We should catch up sometimes for some tea. And she's like, yes, man. Of course. We definitely need to.
But why would she do that to reveal that she was being catfished? Because, like, obviously, they couldn't meet up for tea later on, right?
I don't know. But she just said that. And I guess it's like a formality or something. Okay. Also, in the book, like, it's implied that Naomi, who was, like, you know, very good friends with Sal, was, like, in love with him. But in the show, is that not a thing?
No, Naomi's, like, she's quite, like, hidden off in the show. They don't involve her much in anything.
Oh, she's, like, more of a main character. Not main. She has more of a role in the books.
She doesn't have much of a personality in the show. She's just, like, very traumatized from Sal, Steph.
Oh, that's understandable.
And then that's all.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Cara also warns Pip. Kara's best friend. Kara is Pip's best friend, by the way. And she's like, oh, don't, like, talk to Naomi about this. This is gonna traumatize her. Like, just leave her alone. Yeah.
Okay. In the books, I remember when I was reading about, like, Andy, and kind of in relation to this, but, like, I feel like, I remember it was revealed that, like, Saul knew that Andy was, like, bullying Nat or something, but he was just like, oh, I don't want to get into that. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
I think in the show, they don't really bring up this bullying. They don't mention it at all. But then they mention how she's, like, this popular girl, right? And that's it. And they also mention some, like, morally questionable things that she gets into, but not like this. So no one can really guess how bad of a person she is from the series.
I feel like the fact that they didn't include Nat DeSilva, like, in the way that she was, like, as, like, a former bullied person of Andy. I feel like that was a bit, like, I wish they had included that.
I agree. This is, like, a side note, but this is why I really dislike these short series, because I feel like they really could have taken the time to involve the, like, investigation in more thorough detail, and the Nat DeSilva storyline, which I think was pretty important in the book. Like, there were a lot of pages on that, but then they just completely get rid of that.
I don't understand why they have to be so short. Like, why does a series have to be 5 or 6 episodes? Why can't they be, like, 10 or 15?
I agree.
Why can't we do that?
Like, when did we as a society, like, agree to start taking, like, 2 years to film 5 episodes?
And it doesn't even make sense, because, like, I remember, do you remember those shows where, like, like Gossip Girl or like, you know,
Once Upon a Time,
or literally like so many shows. Like anytime before like 2015 or like 2020 even, I feel like they were releasing like shows, like new seasons. They were releasing new seasons like every year. And now, like with Bridgerton, like they were like, oh, we're going to have to wait like 2 years for our next season. And it's going to be 6 episodes long or whatever it was.
I really don't see why. And a lot of the shows also had like a lot of like supernatural effects that they needed to put on. So I don't know how the editing for these shows has to take longer than those. But whatever, I guess that's something we'll never know.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody did say that this like being a 6-episode series is a reference to how Pip had a 6-episode podcast on Sal's case.
That seems kind of a stretch to me. I feel like that's just like, you know, like the curtains are blue. Not theory, it's like a, what is it? Like the curtains are blue, like idea?
No.
I don't know what it's called. It's like the curtains are blue theory or whatever it is. It's basically like when you read too much into something. So sometimes the curtains in a book are just blue.
Oh, okay.
I don't necessarily agree with it entirely, but I do see it in some instances.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. Like people are saying, oh, this means something when it really doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot as well.
It's about Taylor Swift, and it's kind of, I don't think it's a hot take, I don't think. But I think, like, obviously she's a very, like, talented songwriter and stuff like that. But I feel like when people are, like, analyzing her song, sometimes they take, like, such the smallest thing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they get this, like, beautiful meaning. And usually it's a really good meaning, too. But I'm like, I don't think she intended for that. I think that just happened accidentally, or that she didn't mean to do that, and you found a way to make it this way. But I don't think, like, this, like, the niche, like, comma that had no relation to anything else was able to show this and this and this and this.
This reminds me of like the Angelica's comma, like dearest Angelica, and then comma after dearest.
Oh, in Hamilton?
Yeah. But I agree. There's many Taylor Swift songs that like, they're like, oh, maybe this isn't even about Taylor. Like, I remember Champagne Problem. Tony was like, oh, this isn't even like Taylor being the one who said no to the proposal. Maybe she proposed to Joe, and then she's the one who's getting let down because that's what's happening.
I saw a lot of like the people, like Gaylers, like think that she is like a lesbian, like pull it out and be like, oh, you know, this like one comma in between these two words, and then like, you know, her use of this word instead of this word, a referral to this one time she went out with Cara Delevingne in like 2015 and they wore like this color like skirt or whatever, and it's like okay,
those people would do so good in English class.
They would.
No, like, just making up all these things on the spot.
Instead of spending all this energy on Taylor Swift's love life, they should just, like, go into, like, analysis of literature, I feel like.
Wait, Santa, we're, like, completely off track.
Oh, yes.
We're not even about Taylor Swift.
Wait, we should go back to what we were going to talk about. Also, I remember you telling me about, they were, like, flashbacks with Sal and Andy, but, like, in the book, they don't really do that.
Oh, they basically start off the show like this. It's showing Andy walking, and then she, like, it's in the school hallway, and then she goes into a room, and then she turns to young Pip, who's like a child at the time. She's like, shh. And then later Sal runs into the hallway, and he's like, Pip, where's Andy? And she's like, oh, and then she points that way, and then like to the way that Andy went, and then a lot of these flashbacks of Sal and Andy later come by.
Oh, I kind of like that that was how Pip was kind of introduced. Because I think in the book, she's just kind of randomly like, oh, yes, I'm so invested in this. But I guess this gives her more of a reason to want to know what happened.
Yeah, and in the series, it was saying how Sal was really kind to Pip all the time. So she really believed that he was innocent.
I feel like in the books, we didn't really get to see a lot about Sal and Andy's relationship. And like I said, like he knew about her bullying and stuff. I feel like it would have been nice to see that in flashbacks.
I agree.
He didn't know that she was selling drugs, right? Well, I guess this is like a spoiler, but she tried to hide her drug dealing from him.
Well, he found out, though.
Then he found out. Yeah.
In the series, he found out. Oh, God. I think it's really funny. Basically, in the show, I'm pretty sure they did this in the book, too, but they were showing Sal's texts. And So they were pulling out his text with Andy because Robbie's like, okay, fine, I'm going to let you like work on this case with me. And so he takes her to a room in the attic with all of Sal's old stuff. And he shows her the text. And then one of them is like his conversation with Andy. And it was his punctuation is so terrible. He's talking like, why are you acting like this? And like, it was like a lot of bad grammar and sentences. And then the last photo is, I did it, I'm sorry, with like a period. And then Pip's like, oh, he has such good grammar in this, but then in the other ones, like, it's clearly not the same person. And then Robbie's like, yeah, so somebody else wrote that. And then she's like, oh, then he didn't write the confession, who did? And I'm just thinking, this is so incredibly obvious. Like, his grammar was so incredibly bad in the previous text that it's impossible the police didn't notice that.
Yeah, in the book, like, when they show the text, it's, like, a very clear difference. I don't know why. Can we, like, read it out?
I don't... Do you think...
It's, like, quite early on, I think.
When was it?
Okay. So, like... Okay, so, like, for example, like, on, like, the Friday she went missing, Sal texts, I'm not talking to you till you've stopped. And there's no, like...
Like, it's all lowercase, and there's no punctuation for, like, you've...
Or I'm. And then for the confession text, it was me, period, space. I did it, period, space. I'm so sorry, with, like, proper grammar rules.
Wait, but it's not even proper grammar rules because it's lowercase.
Oh, yeah, maybe they thought that by doing it lowercase, they were just copying him. Like, but that was the extent of their thought
in process. In the series, they didn't even do that. It was a completely proper language.
Oh,
this was, this line was kept in the show. Sal was the cleverest person I knew, he said, Ravi, but he texted like an illiterate, always in a rush, no punctuation, no capital letters. That was basically kept in the show as well.
Okay, sorry, you got kind of cut off, but on to what you were saying about Barney.
Yeah, so in the show, she found out that he was dead, and then she got really sad, and then she was like, oh, maybe, like, I shouldn't be doing this project. But then in the book, you have some differences, right?
Yeah, kind of. It's very similar in that, like, after he dies, she buries him. She doesn't really want to go through with it anymore. But then Ravi comes. He kind of convinces her to do it, even though she's, like, kind of done.
Yeah, like, he finds out that her dog is killed because she was being, like, extorted, blackmailed. Like, in the series, they just kill the dog. But then they're holding the dog for ransom.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, it shows here the first scene. They buried him in the afternoon. Pip and Joshua planted some flowers over his grave in the spring because they were golden and happy, just like him. Well, that's so sad. Yeah. And then after this, she goes to Robbie's house.
I think. He, like, convinces her to...
No, first she's like, no, I'm not doing this project anymore. Yeah. And then she goes back to him. Yeah.
I feel like they had a lot of good moments in the book. Do you think they had a lot of good moments in the show? More or less?
I feel like the banter was not as involved in the series. Like, it wasn't as developed.
Wait, is the series the books or the show?
The series is the show.
Oh, I just talked about that. Even the series was the book.
And what?
I was like, wait, this doesn't seem right.
No.
Some stuff.
No.
Maybe I'm remembering it wrong.
Yeah, it was the show.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they did focus a lot on their chemistry overall, though, like working together. But I just think the banter in the book was better. What do you think?
Well, I haven't seen the show, so I would not know. But I did enjoy their banter in the books a lot. This is a bit unrelated, but yeah. I want to bring it up. I can't believe that some people wanted, like, Louis Partridge to play Robbie, like, in the casting, because... Why would Louis Partridge play someone named Ravi Singh? Like, why would that ever happen?
I agree. And you said some people were disappointed about it not happening?
Yeah, I don't know what they expected. Like, no hate to Louis Partridge, but, like, why would they cast him as Ravi?
I just have no words for that. People are insane. Also, can I bring out some, like, good examples of Pip and Ravi's banter from the book?
Because of course.
Highlighted some of the ones. Oh, okay. This is, like, when they were first meeting. Like, in the very first encounter. And then she, like, goes into his house and he's like, would you like any coffee? And she's like, black. And he's like, I don't trust anyone who has black coffee. And then she's like, how do you take it then? And he says, milk and three sugars. And she says, three sugars, three. And then he's like, I know, clearly I'm not sweet enough already. And he makes, like, a lot of jokes throughout that.
Is this a British thing? Because when I have, like, tea, we don't have, like, sugar cubes. We just have, like, sugar. We don't even put sugar in our tea. Like, we don't have tea with sugar for me.
Well, maybe coffee is different, though, because it's more bitter.
Oh, yeah, coffee. Sorry.
It was coffee.
Yeah. Even with coffee, we don't have, like, sugar cube. We have, like, we just, like, pour in the sugar, but, like in spoon.
I don't know if they were how they were inserting it. I didn't even know they were British when I was reading this book.
I didn't either. And then I was, like, realized that there was, like, a British version and an American, like, version of the book or something.
Oh. Was it from a Jack Edwards video?
It may have been from the Jack Edwards video.
I remember his video of Steph, and they were comparing the books.
Yeah.
The book covers.
Was this in it? Maybe it was that.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, I think the banter in the book is pretty cute. You know, like, some of the jokes are, like, corny, like this one.
I also feel like they have so many, like, good moments of working together, especially the scene when they're, like, reenacting the case. Is not, like, a very sunshiny scene, but it was nice to see them working together and coming together like that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because they did not do that in the series. Like, they weren't reenacting anything. Like, in the book, you said that they were, like, carrying out the crime, right?
Yeah, and then they were timing it, and they were like, oh, there's no way that he could have done all this and then come and back the time he did. So, like, it's impossible.
They didn't do any of that in the series.
Wait, so then how did they know the friends were lying?
I think Pip confronts Naomi, and she's like, because she sees a post on Max's story that shows the time, and then that shows they were lying about the time Sal left their home. And then she's like, Naomi, I know you're lying, so what happened? Like, why did everybody lie? And then she tells her about the hit and run.
And, like, the threatening message?
Yeah. And then how is this displayed differently in the show? Like,
I would not
the hit
know.
And run. In the book, sorry. In the book.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember. Remind me of the hit and run.
Naomi, Max, and one other girl, I think.
They were,
one of them was, like, the person driving was drunk. And then they hit somebody.
Who did they hit?
I don't know, but the person later died. So they run off and they don't tell anybody. And then they get blackmailed into not telling anybody else.
I don't remember exactly, but I remember after they find that Sal is, like, innocent, they go back to Max and Naomi and they confront them. And they tell them about the text that they got that was, like, you can't tell anyone, da 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 da. And that's kind of all I remember. Also, can we talk about Max being so creepy? And in the books, he does some horrible, horrible stuff to Nat Da Silva, but I believe that's not really mentioned.
Not in the series. Show. But he's exactly what I imagine, like, in the series.
I saw a lot of people on Reddit say that they saw love chemistry between him and Pip.
Sorry?
Love chemistry.
Sorry?
A lot of chemistry between him and Pip. And they were like, oh, actually, you know, Pip had lots of chemistry with Dan. I kind of wanted them to get together.
Did they watch the series?
I think it's the same people who wanted Louis Partridge to play Ravi, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Max literally, like, sexually assaults a character in this. So, I don't know what they're saying. In the book, I think Pip is very, she has, like, a lot of personality. So I like how she insults him at the end. In the series, she's still like, oh, you're such a horrible person. Like, in the book, she's like, oh, you gargoyle. Yeah.
Also, her pepperoni moment or something?
Hmm?
It was, like, a moment where everyone's like, oh, they didn't do it in the show. Or, like, it's something about pepperoni?
No idea.
Her like cheesecake moment. It was food. That's all I remember.
I don't know what this is at all.
I swear to God. Okay, I guess moving on. So they find Max's secret a Facebook account on the books, Instagram on the show, blah blah blah. Then Oh, yes. They paralyzed the guy behind the wheel, right? Now I'm
Oh,
remembering.
yeah.
Yeah.
In the show, they say that, like, he didn't get the help he needed and he died. Oh my gosh. What do you think about this, like, hit and run situation? Because in the show, I was just thinking the whole time, like, oh, like, they actually pretty much murdered a guy and then they let Sal be, like, they let Sal be framed as a murderer himself.
Yeah, I thought it was weird because in the book too, Pip is like, okay, yeah, I won't tell anyone, I won't tell the police. And I was like, are you sure about that? This is something that needs to be investigated.
Yeah, she goes to Ravi in the show, and then she's like, "Oh, I found out about this." And he's like, "Good, let's take it to the police." But she's like, "I need a few hours, like, to see if we can get more evidence without incriminating Naomi." And then she ends up going to the police, but then she talks to Dan, and then he's like, "No, you can't, like, reveal this." Yeah.
Also, can we talk about how crazy it is when, like, you found out that Elliot has literally been locking up this girl who isn't even Andy in a house?
That never made sense to me. So, she, like, what was going on with that?
Okay, so basically, I guess, like, for context, he, like, kills Sal. If spoilers, I guess, but he, like, kills Sal, and then, like, a couple days later, he sees this girl who looks like Andy, who's literally just, like, walking in the street, I'm pretty sure, and and so she's just like minding her own business, and then he sees her, and he thinks that she's Andy because he's in such a shocked state after what he did, and so he like locks her up in this extra house that he has for like 5 years, basically, and she is convinced that she is Andy because I believe she had special needs, and yeah, so then for like 5 years he basically thought and like kind of made her think that she was Andy, which is so crazy. Like what?
That's so messed up. Wait, well,
I know, that
what's the
poor
point in doing that?
girl.
What's the point in doing
I
that?
think because he thought she was Andy, he was worried that like Andy would like
Oh, so he
catalog him.
believed she was Andy.
Yeah. He thought she was Andy like this whole time.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he made her believe she was Andy when he wasn't.
Well, he kind of did that because he thought
Oh,
she was Andy. And so
okay.
like when Pip found her, she was like, yeah, obviously I'm Andy. And Pip's like, no, you're not.
That is so different in the series then, because when Pip finds that random girl, she's like, "No, I'm not Andy." Wait, no one thinks she's Andy.
Oh.
And then
Wait, then why is she locked up?
wait, maybe did I just like did this run over my head in the show? And when I was watching it, she was this random girl locked up, and he knows she's not Andy, and he's saying, and she's I think he saves her from something. Elliot. And he
Elliot?
takes her in, and she's okay. I'm her, and you're Elliot. So I'm like, you're such a great person. You're such a great person, just for saving me. And then you're him. And he's like, you don't know that. You can't say that. What if I told you I killed someone?
And what does she say?
And then she's like, and then she's waiting for him to like finish the story. And he's like, what if I told you I was like doing all these things, and he describes what he did, and then I actually like killed this innocent teenager.
Why is he just confessing his
Yeah,
crimes?
you'll get to this later. And then she's like, oh well, I think he was just like somebody in the wrong place at the right time.
What?
And then he's like, would you like me to get you something? And then she's like, yeah, sure. And then he goes upstairs, and then she tries to bolt through the door because obviously he's a crazy person. And then she finds out that he's locked the door. He's like, you're not going anywhere. Yeah, that's how I don't know why he took this girl in.
Well, I believe he took in the girl who looked like Andy because Andy was like, oh, I'm gonna tell everyone that you were sleeping with me, even though you were my teacher and I was underage and you're married and like all these horrible things. And he was like, no, we can't have that happening. So I believe that's why he locked her up. And also because she would get a bit suspicious after he like killed Sal, right? Wait, why did he kill Sal again?
Because he wanted to cover up his what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was he married in the time that he was with?
Yeah.
Oh, in the show it says that his wife died and then he had the affair.
Oh, It doesn't really make it any better, though.
It's well, yeah, nice. Yeah. But it's just like, why are they giving all these differences?
I also saw someone being sad because Pippa's stepdad, Victor, he was like implied to have possibly had an affair in the show, and they didn't do that in the books.
Yeah, he was implied, but if they find out that he didn't, like, he has a talk with Pip about this.
Wait, that's kind of random. I feel like that was just a random plot point.
It was because they were at a hotel, and they were trying to get the guest book to look at names of people who went into that hotel.
Oh,
I love this late episode, because they go to the hotel, right? And then Robbie pulls the fire alarm, because the guy's like, if you're not getting a room, then you have to, like, leave. And then, so he pulls the fire alarm, and everyone in the hotel goes out. And then they go up to this room, and it so conveniently happens to be the only empty room. And then it also conveniently happens to be the room that Andy was staying in when she was there. And then they go up there, and then there's like a bathroom. And then Pip takes a picture of herself, because she recognizes that Andy took a picture in that same bathroom. So she's like doing a pose. And then she shows Robbie this photo, okay? And then she's like, look at this. And he's like, oh, you look great. She's like, no, that's not what I mean. This is the same like pose and the same like room that Andy took this photo in, and she's like, she was here. So that was like a funny scene.
That's very cute.
Yeah,
I'm just pulling up my notes because I remember I had something like related to this. Okay, so when I was reading, this is kind of a side note, I was reading on a PDF on my phone, and I was like highlighting, and they would let me attach notes to my highlight. But then when I was looking for my highlights, it wouldn't show the notes attached to my highlights. So I feel really let down by the books app on my phone.
Wait, so is it like out of order, or how are the highlights?
The highlights are in order, but I attach notes of my thoughts on my highlights. And it's not showing me anymore, and I'm quite annoyed by that. Oh yes, this is like another like Ravi Pip moment, but it's like he's like, there, you know, like when they meet Howie the drug dealer, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna blackmail you guys or something, and then she's like, no, and then whatever, and he's like, oh, I'll only tell you this if you delete these incriminating pictures of me off your phone. And then Pippa's like, yeah, sure, and she deletes the pictures. I found this so funny. So after she and Robbie leave, Pip just like undeletes the pictures because she didn't like delete them fully. And I was like, oh, I feel like Howie the drug dealer should have thought of that. Why did he assume that? And then Robbie's like, oh, should I add blacklisting on my cover letter of like skills? And she's like, oh, you know, we use humor as a defense mechanism. And he's like, oh, but you get bossy and posh. And then they laugh.
Oh my gosh,
I feel like we should have known they're British from like the word posh.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh, I was gonna say, Howie did not play as much of a role in this show either. He was present for like 5 seconds, and this is the most funny thing of the show. They were going to this thing called the Calamity, which is like this really big party with drugs.
Yeah.
And so she was trying to like find out what was going on with Andy, because she heard that Andy was dealing. And then she goes to meet this guy, Dylan, and then he knows that Andy was dealing. And then he's like, oh, this is the drug dealer that Andy worked under. And then he takes her to him. And then you know where they're taking him to? His like lair. He's working in this cave, like a little cave,
like in a hillside.
I don't know how this worked. He was in a cave though, and so she's in the cave with Dylan, and he's like, oh, be careful. And then she goes into like his room with the cave and his like druggy friends, and then he's like laid up on a couch, and then she's like, I need to ask you some questions. And he's like, you know, that bloke you were with, Dylan, he owes me £60 or something like that. And she's like, I'll give you 20 for each question you answer. And then so she's asking him like these questions, and then he's answering. And then this whole time I'm thinking, what are they doing in the cave? Why is there just a cave?
I think the book version of Dylan is Stephen. I don't know why they changed his name. I feel like that had no consequence, but Stephen. And I just remember he was like hitting on Pip. And
yeah.
I believe he like slut shames her after he's like he's like trying to flirt with her, and she's like, no, excuse you, like, no, thank you.
He doesn't do that. Like, he tries to like basically sexually assault her.
Yeah.
But then after somebody else comes to her rescue. I don't know if this character was just added on, but yeah.
I feel like there's so much trauma that everyone goes like through in this book that I feel like it's sometimes not underplayed, but because I know like you I don't feel like you can fit in all of the trauma that everyone's gone through into this one book. But I feel like everyone's gone through so much. Like, Pip has gone through so much just investigating. Obviously, Ravi has, like, so much trauma. Like, everyone. Even, like, Pip's family, because their dog just, like, dies out of nowhere.
Yeah. I know. Oh, my gosh. I was so sad about that. I can't believe Elliot did that. Well, spoiler alert, but he killed her dog.
It's kind of crazy, because I remember, like, in the beginning of the book, right, she mentions, like, oh, how much she loves Kara and like how good friends they are and how she really views Mr. Elliot. She keeps seeing like Elliot as like this like great like figure, and he turns out to be this like horrible person.
Yeah, and in the book, after he got arrested, was there a period of time when Kara was mad at Pip for getting him arrested?
No, she like is like, oh, Pip was there with me the whole time, like from the hospital, like she was there for me on every step of the way. Was it like that in the show?
No, I think she was mad about her father, so she didn't really talk to Pip at all.
Yeah. At the end, does Pip still give like that like inspiring speech and then invites Ravi to come up?
What?
Like at the end of the book, she's giving like a speech and then she invites Ravi to come up and clear Sal's name.
No.
Oh, how does the show end?
It ends with them kissing.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's, like, 2 months later in the book, and then she's, like, talking about it.
That is not going on in this show. No. So many things are, like, not shown in this show. Which is crazy, because it's, like, one single book, and then it had 6 episodes. I feel like there were many unnecessary scenes then.
Like, in the show? Like, what?
I guess. Maybe there's too much focus on, like, just Pip and Robbie. I feel like that was a bit purposeful. Because, like, I guess when you have, like, a teenager show, people place a lot of emphasis on the main relationship. And I feel like they did that too much. Because in that book, I wasn't even aware there was a relationship going on between them until the very end.
I agree. I feel like this is why they need, like, 10 episodes or 15 episodes or literally, like, something longer. So you can have that, but then also have more plot. And I feel like also they did that because they know people want, like, edits and stuff. So they gotta have a lot of good, like, edit-worthy scenes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm very excited to see the show after everything you said. But I'm also kind of sad that it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, when I was reading the book, I don't know if you felt this way, but I remember I was very scared at moments because I was like, oh, this is so creepy. Like, what's going on? And I was reading it at night, too. But then the show, I feel like they just played off a lot of things like it wasn't scary at all. Like, I was scared of Howie, the drug dealer, in the book. But then, in the show, he was just in a cave.
Just chilling in a cave.
Yeah. So I was like, this guy's no threat. Like, what's he doing?
I remember there were so many, like, ominous moments. I was like, oh. Like, when they were talking, oh my god. I guess this isn't really ominous, but it was just, like, it got on. It didn't hit right with me. Like, when they were talking to Max, and he was like, oh, yeah. Like, I hardly knew Andy. And then she, like, finds the picture that he had of her. And it just sounds like foreboding sense of like, oh, I don't like where this is going.
In the show, it happens very early on. Like, she just sneaks into his room in the first second. By the way, can we talk about how she can, like, just so casually sneak into somebody's room?
Yeah, how is she doing all this investigation? Also, like, I remember highlighting this. There's this one, like, little paragraph in the book where she's like, oh, you know, I gotta work on my university applications. The applications for Cambridge are due in 1 week. I gotta work on that. And I was like, are you really doing college applications while doing all of this?
I don't know how she would have had time for any of this. But my thinking right now is just, how is the police so incompetent? Like, how did they spend, like, one single day looking at that one single, like report of Sal's transcript with the police, and then that's all?
I feel like the police being incompetent is quite, like, realistic into real life. So I feel like that was a great input.
Is that a lot? Are we allowed to say that?
That was a joke to clarify.
Yeah. I think, to be fair though, it might have been because of the racism that they were talking about in the show.
Oh, yes.
Because they were like, oh, they just, like, took one look at a brown man with Andy Bell, and then they thought, like, he obviously had to be the...
Do you remember, like, the scene early on in the book? Do they have this in the show? But, like, basically Pip, like, Robbie's at the supermarket and he's trying to pay for something. And the cashier is like, no, don't touch me, ew. And then Pip stands up for him. And then he is a bit disgruntled at first. But then he comes back and he's like, oh, yeah, like, I know you were just trying to defend me.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry for it.
They don't have that in the show either. Oh, I feel like that's quite important, though. I feel like they should have included that.
Because if not,
for racism, then there's no reason the police should be this incompetent in the show.
I feel like ideally the police would not be incompetent, but this is a joke. The police are super competent.
Going down this road path again.
Because I feel like we've gone over like pretty much all the differences in the book and show, right?
Yeah, I feel like there's maybe more, but these are like the main ones that we felt like were important to say.
Yeah.
Do you think that season? Do you think this deserves a season two? This is kind of dumb. I feel like it does, but like, do you think that season two is warranted?
I think it did a lot better than most other shows that get a season two. So yeah, I think it deserves a season two. What about you?
I feel like the reason why I said obviously before is because I feel like if you're going to adapt a series, you can't just adapt like one book. Like if it's a trilogy, you can't just adapt one and then not do the other two. I feel like that's really true. Weird.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, I feel like they should. And I feel like in the streaming era, if your show doesn't become like, oh, the third most watched show on the platform ever, they're not going to give you a season two. But I feel like before in cable, a lot of shows, their first season wasn't really that good, or their first season didn't get a lot of viewers, or a lot of like super good reviews, but they like kept like producing the show. And then in the later seasons, it got really popular and really big, you know, like, I remember for like Parks and Recreation, the first season, like it was not very good at all and no one liked it, but it got really good in like the later seasons and it became very popular. And I feel like in the, like, they don't do that much. You cancel so many shows after one season because they're not super successful. They have the chance to be. Like, How I Met Your Father, you know? I feel like if you gave it a chance, it would have become more successful and better. But they didn't. They just canceled it after two seasons.
I swear it's the Riverdale effect. After having a show that ran for, like, 8 seasons, and everybody was just, like, trashing it at that point. I think, like, most shows following that era of time, like, they don't get many second chances.
It all goes back to Riverdale.
So what do you think about show adaptations in general? Do you think we need more of them?
Okay, I think it depends on the adaptation. Like, I feel like for this book, I feel like this is a really good book to adapt. I feel like it's a very, like, it makes sense, you know? I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like some books, they are not necessarily like easily written to be adapted into a show form. So yeah. The show changes a lot because of that. And then the fans aren't happy because the show changes a lot from the books. But then I feel like this book is very much, I feel like this is a really good show adaptable book because the way it's written and like the whole murder mystery, I feel like it's very easy to show as like cinematographically wise.
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
I agree. If we get more episodes, really good, faithful adaptations of the book. But then we're not getting that. So people need to, like, step their game up. Like, I don't know what it is. Are they being lazy with this? Or do they think that, like, teenagers just have such a low attention span that they don't want to bother with longer episodes? Whatever the reasoning is, they need to make longer episodes to actually, like, stop leaving things out so people stop complaining. Because, like, that's inevitable when you're producing it. Like, you need to be as accurate as you can, and you can't have that with just 6 episodes.
Okay, I really do want to watch the show now. You hyped it up a lot. I'm excited for all the Pippin and Robbie moments, because I feel like it's one thing to read it in a book and it's another thing to see it on a screen.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that the show could have definitely been better, but it was good for the the usual adaptations that, like, I typically don't enjoy. So you should definitely watch this, Hannah.
Are you going to reread the books? So now you said it's been a while since you've read.
Yeah, I think I will eventually. I have such a long TBR right now. By the way, are you planning on reading any books soon?
I am. I have a list, like a notes on my notes app, and it's like listing a bunch of books. So I think I'll have to put the sequel for this book on that list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you should read the third book as well. There's another one.
Did you read all three?
I got to the last book, but I read half of it.
Okay.
It was, like, so long, and I just, like,
there anymore.
I guess the way you treat shows is the same way you treat us.
Hannah's a literal hypocrite. She leaves so many... I don't think she's ever fully completed a show in her life.
Oh my god, I have. And also, at least I admit to it, okay? I know this, but you keep acting like this is not the case.
This is the case, actually.
For yourself.
Like, I mean, no, like, I finish most shows, okay? I at least go back to them. I never just completely leave unfinished.
Did you finish Shameless?
Well, that is a different case, because that show is just, like, so tiring to watch.
That's such a lame excuse.
No, I finished all other shows, though.
Did you finish, what was it, the Doctor one? What is it called?
Doctor House.
Yes, you finished House?
I'm planning on going back to it.
Did you finish Supernatural?
Supernatural? I'm planning on going back to it.
What show are you on right now, Pramita?
Well, I just finished the show. I just finished the show. It's that's more than you can say.
Long.
That's more anything. Than you can say.
6 episodes is not
you can't
anything.
Last 6 episodes.
I could too, but you really can't last 6 seasons.
Didn't you say you literally started the show, but you didn't finish?
This show?
Yeah.
No, I watched a little bit, and then we were like, you know what? We want to do a book reader versus like a show watcher, so I stopped for us.
Okay.
I did it for the greater good.
Sure you did. Okay. Anyways. Yeah.
This was really fun to do. I feel like I'd love to do something like this again.
Yeah. I wish there were more shows for us to, like, judge based on the book series as well.
There's definitely, like, more shows that we can do. Like, My Lady Jane. I've heard lots of good stuff about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And also Geek Girl. I remember you were talking about that. So I know they're not adaptations, but I feel like they'd be fun shows to talk about.
Geek Girl was an adaptation.
Oh, it was an adaptation.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So then we have a great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this kind of content.
Oh, wait, I think I may have read the book that Geek Girl is based on. I didn't know it was correlated.
Really?
I think I may have read it.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk more after, I guess.
Upcoming episode, potentially.
No one knows. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And be sure to follow on all platforms.
We love having you here with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, are we looking at each other? Now we can look. Bye.